Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Treachery's Tools by L. E. Modisett, Jr., narrated by William Dufries. 1. In the deep gray before dawn on Mardi morning, Alistar stood at the bedchamber window. Beyond the glass, water poured out of the sky in a rush that suggested a waterfall more than mere rain. So heavy was the downpour that Alistar could barely make out the stone-paved walkway that led from the covered porch below the window south toward the center of the collegium. But he didn't have to see in order to know that the twin lanes flanking the green that led past the cottages of the master imagers were at least boot-deep in rushing water being channeled to the River Alluce, a river that, after the continual rains of the past week, was less than 2 yards from the top of the high granite river walls that surrounded Image Isle. So much rain in late Augustus was bound to destroy much of the grain harvest in the areas around Lexkelsis, and everywhere the near-continual downpour had struck. As if matters weren't unsettled enough. He turned from the window to find that Alina was sitting on the side of the bed looking at him.
"You're not going running in that, I hope."
Alistar shook his head.
"Running in drizzle or light rain is one thing. Running through a torrent is another."
"Sometimes."
Alina paused.
"You're worried. Again."
He nodded.
"The rains, and Chief Factor Hewlett, and Highholder Krentz here. I'm afraid matters are going to get worse."
"You'll figure a way through it."